You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are speaking with Jason Mitchell, the wedding planner at Shiraz Events located in New York City, and also the author of Getting Groomed, the first and only wedding planner for gay grooms. Jason, welcome to Enterprise Radio.
Thank you, Eric. It's great to be here.
And thanks for joining us for a moment today. So you wrote the book, Getting Groomed, the first wedding planner for gay men. What inspired you to write this, and what makes it different from other wedding planners?
Well, I decided to write it when I got engaged myself. And as a wedding planner, I had expressed to my fiance at the time that we weren't going to work with a wedding planner, since that's what I do, and just wanted to get one of those handy books that they make with checklists and calendars. And in searching for them, realized that at the time, all of those were for brides. And inventing my frustration, my husband looked at me and said, well, why don't you write the book for gay men? And that's where the idea was born. And then I continued to do a lot of research and found that there was a real need for this. It was right when same-sex marriage legalized in New York. This was about 2.5 years ago. And since then, there's just been, nonstop progress made towards marriage equality and so many more same-sex weddings happening that there was a real need for this book for grooms. So that is why I wrote it. And what makes it different from other wedding planners is that it addresses a lot of the subjects that are unique to same-sex weddings, in addition to the items that you find in a traditional wedding planner, such as menu planning and budget calendar and things like that.
What do you think is the biggest difference for a gay groom planning a wedding compared to a bride?
I think the biggest difference is that they don't know where to start the process. The wedding industry, the way it has evolved is that, girls in particular are taught to dream about their wedding day from a time when they're very, very young. And when they finally reach the point where they are engaged, they have this picture of what they've always dreamed of their day looking like. And, for grooms, and particularly gay grooms, they really didn't have that idea in their head. So they have no idea where to start. So I always think that that is the biggest difference, is sort of laying, the roadmap for the process. And in addition to that, the wedding industry is so targeted towards brides that, throughout the process of a traditional, opposite sex wedding, a lot of the focus is on the bride. And when planning a wedding for a same-sex couple with two gay grooms, it's a real even split between the two. And so I think that's another one of the really big differences between the two.
The book is also available for the iPad and Kindle. Are there any differences to the hard copy, digitally speaking?
Yeah, well, there are. The text is still the same, but the hard copy is meant to be a practical tool for a groom to use. It is a binder style book, and each chapter, which covers a different subject on wedding planning, is separated by a folder. And those folders allow you to store all of the documents that are related to the subject. And even though we live in this time where we do so much online, there are still certain things that you still have to have printed copies of, such as a contract that you're going to sign with the venue. And so what this book does is allow you a place to store all of your wedding-related documents in one place, so they're not scattered in a bunch of different places, and it just helps keep you organized. In addition to that, to give it a bit of a style, we had all of the folders that separate the different chapters designed in a different pattern for men's fashion. And so I just don't think you get quite that finesse when you use it on the iPad and Kindle, but all the text is the same.
Today we are joined by Jason Mitchell, the wedding planner at Shiraz Events located in New York City, and also the author of Getting Groomed, the first and only wedding planner for gay grooms, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. While this is the ultimate wedding planner for gay grooms, can other couples use it?
Well, it was written to be for grooms because there was a need for it. But I will say, until a book like this came along, people like myself and other grooms out there were you know, our only option was to use a book that was for a bride and translate it. So, you know, what's interesting about this world that we live in now, you know, with social media and whatnot, is I've gotten contacted by a bunch of readers, brides that have stumbled across this book, whether they heard about it, you know, from a friend or they were intending to buy it for a friend, and said that they ended up reading it and deciding to use it as their wedding planner because they just preferred the tone and the style. So turns out brides are using it, which is great news to me.
And there is a really funny quote on the cover from Joan Rivers. How did you get that, and what was the experience like, and how did you get into wedding planning?
The quote from Joan Rivers, the late Joan Rivers, who I, amongst you know many, many other people, miss so dearly, was a really, really special thing for me to get. You know, in the book, all the chapters are divided into different subject matters that you must do when you're planning a wedding, and they're all subtitled with lyrics and you know, references to sort of iconic things within the gay community. You know, the chapter on you know, budget is called "We're Living in a Material World," etc. And you know, when the book was, when we were kind of finishing the writing process, we really wanted to find someone that was iconic to the community to have a presence in this book. And we contacted Joan, and she was just so wonderful from the time she heard about it. You know, her assistant got back to me, and she said, "Joan thinks this is a great idea, and she would love to help. What can she do? Would a quote be helpful?" And I said, "Of course." So she provided this great quote that, you know, lives on the cover of the book. And ever since that, you know, conversation, I saw her a few times, and she was just so wonderful and giving, and always asked me how the book was doing and gave me her feedback on, you know, other ideas that I might have as an entrepreneur. And so I am very grateful for the experience I had with Joan.
Yeah, I can only imagine. Now, was it a career change, or did you always want to do this for a living?
It was sort of a career evolution. You know, I originally moved to New York to be a writer, and that started with writing for the theater as a playwright. I wrote a few plays, and while I was doing that, I sort of started as the typical artist waiter, and then my job as a waiter evolved into being someone in events and eventually event management, and I found myself, while writing plays and having them produced in New York, that I was also running a bunch of events in New York. And I had this sort of light bulb moment during the process that weddings were my favorite, and I started to connect the two. I think because I love telling people's love stories, which is what you do, which I do in plays, and I also do in weddings. So I began to really, really hone in on those being my favorite type of event. I really like the emotional connection that I get to have and the time that I get to share with a couple when I work with them on a wedding. You know, I still write plays, and I love planning weddings.
And lastly, you recently partnered with Freedom to Marry to help plan a couple's wedding. Can you explain what this was about?
Definitely. Well, you know, part of writing a book that relates to gay weddings and, you know, the subject of gay marriage, I always wanted to be able to not only give something that would be practical for the readers, but also, you know, sort of join this fight, you know, until we have marriage equality nationwide. But I knew that with the book and writing it, because it takes so long from the time you start a book till it actually hits the shelves, that it was smart to keep politics out of it, because there was no way that I'd be able to keep the book up to date. You know, there's been so much changing in the, you know, past few years. So I kept that out of the book, knowing that I would always make extra efforts to still help. And so, you know, when the book first came out, we did a book launch, and we donated sales to different important organizations, including Broadway Impact and Tie the Knot. And then recently, you know, we were talking to Freedom to Marry. We really wanted to find another way that we could help. And they were starting this registry program where couples who were engaged could elect for their guests to give to Freedom to Marry. And so myself and with my company, Shiraz Events, decided that what our gift would be to help their fundraising efforts was that we would be the prize for the couple that won this registry contest. And so the couple that won got a complimentary wedding planning service by us. And so that's what we did. The wedding was last weekend. It was a big, big success. And now I look for other opportunities where we can continue to help and give back.
Well, tell our listeners, if you would, where they can get more information about getting groomed and where they can obtain the book as well.
Yeah, well, the book is for sale on Amazon and Barnes & Noble and also in many bookstores. They can also go to my website to not only purchase a copy of it, but also learn more about me and read my blog, which is www.getting-groomed.com. And they can also follow me on Twitter at Mr. Jason Mitchell.
Excellent. Jason, thanks for taking the time to be with us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you so much for having me. It was terrific.
You bet. We've been speaking with Jason Mitchell, the wedding planner at Shiraz Events, located in New York City, and author of Getting Groomed, the first and only wedding planner for gay grooms. And once again, the website of reference is getting-groomed.com. And this is Eric Dine. You've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.